This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID vaccine breakthrough.
90% reduction in symptoms of the virus.
Joe Biden names his COVID task force.
He is going to work to bring people to the table.
And remembering Alex Trebek.
It's hard to imagine Jeopardy without him.
Good morning. I'm Vicki Barker with the CBS World News Roundup. COVID vaccine breakthrough. Pfizer Pharmaceuticals says its new vaccine is 90% effective. CBS's Dr. David Agus says this is what we've been waiting for.
This is a momentous occasion. This is the first of what will be several vaccines that will show efficacy really over the next several weeks. But we're here. But the vaccine appears to have worked. In December, we can have the vaccine. There are 50 million doses of this vaccine that will be available before the year's end.
Infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University says there's still more work ahead.
Before we get an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration, it will have to go to the FDA's external advisory committee, made up of experts who will review all of that information, and they will have to be comfortable with it before it goes out to the public.
CBS's David Martin has been talking to General Gus Perna. He's in charge of the crash program to vaccinate 300 million Americans by next spring, if they'll let him.
What's your worst nightmare?
We get vaccines to the American people and they don't take them. Shame on us. Hey, I was already sick. I don't need it. Shame on us. Hey, I don't believe in vaccines. Shame on us. Just shame on us. And it does keep me up at night.
Speaking on CBS's 60 Minutes, the U.S. set a new daily record, more than 126,000 cases. And with new infections surging in Utah, Governor Gary Herbert makes masks mandatory.
Because scientists and medical experts overwhelmingly recommend masks as an effective way to limit the spread of COVID-19. I am placing the entire state of Utah under a mask mandate until further notice.
He says Utah's hospitals have been approaching the breaking point. CBS's David Begno looks at some other virus hotspots.
Positive cases are rising in 26 states. 41 states are seeing a rise in hospitalizations. The spread is surging particularly in the Great Lakes, the Plains, and the Mountain West regions. North Dakota currently leads the nation in death rate per capita over the last 30 days. South Dakota is second.
The pandemic, top of President-elect Joe Biden's to-do list. He's appointing a special COVID task force, as CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
The 13-member panel will be co-chaired by former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, former FDA Commissioner David Kessler, and Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith, whose research focuses on serving marginalized populations. The team also includes Dr. Rick Bright, who filed a whistleblower complaint against the Trump administration for its handling of the pandemic. President-elect Biden is expected to issue a series of executive orders on the first day of his presidency to reverse many of President Trump's policies. They include rescinding a travel ban on several Muslim-majority countries, reinstating the DACA program, which provides protections to so-called dreamers, and rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement.
Mr. Biden moving ahead, assembling his White House team, despite a flurry of lawsuits from a Trump campaign that continues to make as yet unsupported claims of voter fraud. CBS's Paula Reed has that.
The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said his client will not accept a projected defeat.
At this point, it would be wrong for him to concede. There is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least three or four states and possibly 10, it was stolen.
But they have provided little to no evidence in a court of law to support their claims. In Michigan, Georgia, and Nevada, judges have rejected lawsuits backed by the campaign, saying they presented no serious evidence of widespread fraud. Republican Senator Mitt Romney criticized the campaign's baseless claims of fraud.
There's just no evidence of that at this stage.
CBS News has learned the campaign is keeping a list of GOP lawmakers who are not supporting the president.
Rain and flooding in Miami after Tropical Storm Eta made landfall in the Florida Keys overnight. Hurricane and storm surge warnings out along the Keys, but this local official's looking on the bright side.
This is the cost of living in paradise. We are ready for this, and let's face it, Louisiana's had it harder than us. They would have had five or six storms up there, so we've been very fortunate.
CBS forecaster Jeff Berardelli says Eta is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and bring misery to Florida for days.
The system's going to be lurking just a couple hundred miles to the west of Florida's west coast for at least a couple of days, and there is the chance that it will make another landfall towards the mid and late part of the week along Florida's west coast.
The tributes have been pouring in for Alex Trebek. The Jeopardy host has lost his battle with pancreatic cancer, a fight he shared with his fans. He was 80. Tom Foti looks back.
Alex Trebek started hosting the syndicated game show Jeopardy back in 1984. According to one audience member,
you come across thinking that is easily the smartest guy on the planet.
Well, actually, he only read out the clues, which the contestants then had to answer in the form of a question.
Kelly.
What is sorry?
I usually precede it with ooh, sorry. But in this case, good.
Trebek saw his job as being the contestants' best friend, someone who made them feel comfortable, and he loved what he did, even after thousands of shows.
I get so wrapped up in the game that quite often I don't know what the score is.
And comedian Norm Crosby has died. From the 1960s through the 1980s, he was a fixture on TV, nightclubs, and casinos.
You would never go in a crematorium and say, "What's cooking?" You wouldn't do that. You would not go in an antique store and say, "What's new?"
Norm Crosby was 93. This news is more than a century old. In the early days of World War I, German platoon Potthoff came under heavy fire near Ingelsheim, taking serious casualties, and it was forced to retreat. But that unknown officer's report never reached his commanders. The carrier pigeon, entrusted with a handwritten message, either dropped it or was killed. A couple walking in eastern France in September found the tiny capsule and its perfectly preserved contents, and they've donated it to a local museum. And global markets skyrocketing on word of that new vaccine and optimism over a Biden presidency, setting the scene for rises on Wall Street. Debt collectors are getting the right to chase you on social media.
In the fall of next year, a new rule is bound to increase the stress level for consumers.
Debt collector can post personal messages to you on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, give you 7 phone calls per debt.
Consumer Reports' Lisa Gill says consumers can opt out of electronic communications concerning debts owed, but
is the debt they're trying to collect on actually owed by you? Unfortunately, they don't have to validate that debt prior to reaching out to you.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And finally, a new poll shows only 7% of British workers want to return to the office full time after COVID restrictions are lifted. Half of those surveyed said they choose to work from home either every day or most days. The YouGov poll found men slightly more inclined to return than women. It also found the more children people had at home, the more likely they were to want to return to that office. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.